Good afternoon and happy Friday, and welcome to the last trading day of the week, month and also season. Not a great way to celebrate, because today the ASX 200 actually dropped back 95 points or 1.6% to 5,755. So the market really tumbled in the last 5-10 minutes of the session, finishing at the worst levels of the day. It was the worst day in a couple of weeks for our market as well. Not too much for markets to really be pushed high off the back of at the moment, because we had firstly the week lead from Wall Street last night, which was down slightly. US futures also pointing to a decline of around 0.5% or so in the early part of the session for the S&P 500. China formally approved a plan to impose a security law on Hong Kong last night, something the market's now bracing for a US response over. And President Trump is expected to hold a press conference on this later on this evening. Also, next week is set to be a very busy one. Always is when it's a new month, but in particular when there's a new season. So we'll be ushering in a whole lot of updates on the Australian economy and global economy, including figures like economic growth, retail spending, figures on building approvals, updates on jobs growth in the US, which is likely to be non-existent. The unemployment rate is likely to jump up to as much as 20% when figures for the month of May are released at the end of next week. So this will all receive plenty of attention. But something to keep in mind is there was a lot of profit taking today. Yes, the market fell 1.6%. It came down to just a handful of stocks that did most of the damage there. But also, it's been a cracking week. So shares have improved still by 4.7% this week. That's officially the second best week of 2020 of this calendar year so far. We've also had five straight weeks of improvements, two consecutive months of gains, and we've had gains of around 13.5% since the start of April now. So still a way to go to make up for the falls in March. The market's still down about 13.5% over the calendar year so far, but at least the market has been heading in that direction. But coming back to really what drove the market today, five companies, the big banks, they did most of the damage. They were by far the best performers this week. But today we had the big four banks down by as much as 6.3%. Westpac was the worst performer. Have to keep in mind here that companies like Westpac and NAB actually were up on average about 15% this week. Also, CSL, the largest company on the Aussie market, dropped back by around 3.9% today. So combined, those five actually wiped out about 60 points from the ASX 200. So if it wasn't for those companies, rather than being down 1.6% today, the market would have actually only dropped back by approximately half. Also, excitement of travel coming back online eventually in coming months has seen certain stocks involved with that travel industry, like Flight Centre and Webjet, doing well over the course of the past couple of weeks. Webjet, for example, up about 35% this month, but still today came under quite a bit of pressure. So big falls from the likes of Sydney Airport, which dropped back about 4%. This week, today rather, Qantas was down 2.5%, Flight Centre down about 2.9%. Similar sort of story for shopping mall owners, which have, you know, were hit very hard when COVID-19 was at its worst in late March, but have come back quite strongly. Today, not the case. So Centre Group, the company that operates Westfield shopping centres in Australia and New Zealand, down about 5.5% today. Now, there were some winners. Gold miners were some of the better performers as markets seemed to retreat and become quite defensive. So stocks like Northern Star, Newcrest, Evolution did okay. And one of the standouts was shipbuilder Austal, which managed to lift a good 10%. That was because it raised its earnings guidance for the year, said it hasn't really been impacted negatively, adversely by the COVID-19 situation, and actually raised its profit expectations. So came back online today, was in a halt yesterday ahead of this announcement, and that's part of the reason why its shares rose by as much as 10% today. Now, the Aussie dollar finally sits at about 66.5 US. Enjoy the weekend.